is 6 strikeouts in the second game for Zach Hanson, 5 of them backwards Ks.
Right.
That tells you something.
It really does. I mean, he was so focused tonight, and, you know, and he just wants the ball. And right away he took that one ground ball off his finger, you know, and it was pretty tender. And I was a little bit questionable if I was going to send him back out there. But, of course, you know, Zach, he's a gamer, and he wanted the ball. And, boy, he just pitched outstanding again.
You know, last year you brought him up as a freshman, and Zach Hanson had some fantastic plays. And then things went south for him real quick against St. Francis, and he blamed himself. And I talked to him, and obviously so did you. Boy, has he been focused this year, even more so than last year. And I don't think he wasn't last year, but right. His play, I mean, that one play he made it again in the first game defensively, just to, you know, maybe he gets it from his brother. We'll give O the credit. I don't know.
Well, yeah, and last year, just think about the pressure that we put him under as a freshman, too, though. So, I mean, I totally understood that, you know, the stage was really big for him, and I just knew that he would grow from it. And most really good athletes in that are really into the game, they grow from a bad game or, you know, a pressure situation, and he certainly did that. And
well, Don, I saw your arm around him, and you were talking to him.
For sure.
Specifically after that game and walked off the field with him.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's just about, well, not a father-son thing, but, yeah. You know, just a coach to a pupil and a student and a player, for that matter, just to comfort him and just say, you know, you got a lot of good years ahead of you, and just keep your head up. And he understood and came back with fire and was in the gym all winter with us. And, you know, I could really tell, well, he is just like his brother. I mean, him and Owen, they got to put a special thing going there, you know. I mean, they're going to look back after this is over with Owen and Zach and how special this really is.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't matter really where you put him and – you know, I don't want to only single him out. I was just impressed with him. And Carson, what we talked about earlier and just now with Carson on the air here is just his pacing and the way that he just goes about it. And it just seemed like from the other team had to be like, what the heck? He's throwing it. It's almost like softball. You know, he's throwing it again.
Right. But, you know, that's the rhythm that he's in. And you know, he just gets the ball and he gets a sign and he's coming at you. And boy, you know, a little bit early on, you know, he walked a couple guys or something like that. But he was just throwing the ball too hard. He was throwing his curve too hard. He was, you know, you could see when his head was whipping that, okay, Cars, just get back to being smooth. Don't overthrow. And he made that correction, and he was lights out. So, you know, sometimes you just got to tweak him, and you see a couple things as a coach, and you correct him, and away he goes. But Carson's such a gamer, such a good pitcher, such a good player. And, you know, every time we give him the ball, we expect him to perform, and he certainly does.
Well, and everybody, again, contributed across the board, I thought, for you guys. Clay Cole in game 2, how about him? 3 for 3, a walk, scored 4 runs, stole 3 bases. I mean, that's what you need out of your leadoff batter, and you had him in that spot tonight, and man, every time up, they couldn't get him out.
Right, for sure. And, you know, and he takes that personal when he doesn't get hits. And in the first game, he struggled a little bit. And maybe not, you know, swinging at the best pitches, maybe just because he's too anxious. But then comes right back, and, you know, and he just leads the team again. And, you know, he's in a leadoff spot. He knows he got to get on, and he certainly does that. And then Jared Crow just continues to hammer the ball. And we put him in the 4 spot, and, boy, did he respond again. So, you know, moving guys around, giving everybody opportunities, and the hot bats are moving up to the front, and they continue to hit. So I'm very pleased where we're headed. I'm very pleased where we're at.
And I think the fact that these kids, they've only lost 2 games this year,
mm-hmm.
and they were visibly upset down at Sturgeon Bay and visibly upset against Marquette. They took it personal, losing, and some teams, you know, they get kind of used to losing a game here and there, and they didn't want to lose any of them, and they were pretty upset when they did.
Right, right, and, you know, that's true. I mean, they really take it personal, and then, you know, versus making excuses for them, and, you know, I see a lot of coaches do that, and I'm not saying, you know, what's right or what's wrong, but, you know, you have to make kids accountable, especially teenage kids where every day it's a challenge, and so, you know, when they come out flat, when they have a bad game, you know, just challenge them, just say, you know, put it on them, because yeah, it is about them. You know, we're going to teach them the right way, but make them accountable for when they're slacking, so to speak, and, boy, I thought in Marquette, well, you and I, the 2 words, I was embarrassed, and they were embarrassed, and I said, go home and look in the mirror and see what the real problem is, and they did that, and we've been playing lights out ever since, so You know, make kids accountable. That's the way I see it.
Well, you got, I don't know, we're going to put Crow out there on the mound tomorrow, and he's been, you know, he may think he's a home run hitter or, you know, he's a 400 hitter. But no, that's his forte. I mean, he's had a fun couple of days with the bat, and really we joke around, he's chugging home and stuff like that. And that's all fun. That's part of the game. But really what he's known for is his pitching, and Southern Door is going to see that tomorrow.
Right, yeah, and there's no doubt. And, you know, normally we do DH for him, but obviously that's not going to happen now. And, you know, because you insulted him yesterday when you said, well, you're not known for your hitting. Well, he is now.
I know. So. He's, you know, and he's always got that smile on his face, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. He gets that from his dad, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Brenda said before the game, between games, I mean, that it was her. The hitting especially came from her, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll know. So, anyways, let you give your shout-outs here, Don, and we'll get out of here.
Yeah, I just I want to thank the community again. You know, we come out and they support us all the time, you know, day in and day out. And our fundraising events, they're always there. And, you know, my family is a huge supporter of us. I seen my niece Jody and her husband Kevin were out here last night, and you know, my sister Shar and all of that. So I just really, really thankful for, you know, my family and for the community for supporting Gladstone Baseball. So thanks everybody for being there for us.
All right, so Peshtigo and Southern Door tomorrow. Good luck down there.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
And I will see you back here Monday where we'll see Menominee, and they're probably going to throw that kid who had you guys on the ropes a bit down in Menominee. Mm-hmm. They'll probably throw him Monday night. So.
Right, and yeah, we'll be ready for him this time. The kids already talk about that. Let's get back at him again. So.
Okay.
I like that attitude.
All right, we'll be back on the air Monday. Good luck to you down there Saturday. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, Jack. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, and that's Don Lauzier, the manager of the Gladstone.